Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tez Zayin, and we will begin from the two dots on the top of daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. We are learning Tisha B'Av's daf. So the Mishnah, on the bottom of the Mishnah, discusses things that require not just a Bezdin, not just a Bezdin of 3, of 5, of 7, of 23, but rather the Bezdin HaGadol, none other than the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And the Mishnah mentioned that there were some things that were so important, things perhaps that affected all of Klal Yisrael, that it required the Sanhedrin HaGadol that sat at the Lishkas HaGazas to preside over the court case. And the Mishnah gave examples. Ein don en loyes ha-shevet, v'loyes novi ha-sheker, v'loyes ha-koyin gadol, el al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. So the Gemara in the bottom of Tezvavim and Beis discussed the first thing that requires the bezin ha-gadol, and that is when a bezin is judging an entire shevet, and now we discuss the second, and that is a Novi Sheker. So a Novi Sheker was Chayv Misa, but he was judged not by a Bezin Shalchav Gimel, who ordinarily presided over capital punishment, but the Novi Sheker, his capital punishment, had to be presided by the Bezdin HaGadol. Says the Gemara, how do I know that? I'm Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina Asya Hazada Hazada. I learned that Gzeir Shavim Mizokin Mamre. It says regarding the Novi Sheker, so we're talking about a Novi Sheker, and the Pasuk uses the word Yazid. Regarding the Zokin Mamre, the Pasuk says, so you have the word Yazid by Novi Sheker, you have the word Zodoin by the Zokin Mamre, just like the Zokin Mamri requires a bezin shal shivim ve'echad, so too the Navi Sheker required a bezin shal shivim ve'echad. But frek the Gemara, v'hazada ki k'siva b'ktalahu de k'siva, v'ktalah be'esrim v'tal sahava. The Gemara asks the Geshmak HaKasha, where do you find that the Zaki Mamre required a bezin shal shivim ve'echad? The Zaki Mamre was a Zaki, he's a Talmud Chacham, who goes against a psak that was issued by the Bezdin HaGadol. So if the psak was issued by the Bezdin shal shivim ve'echad, and this Zokin goes against them, then he becomes a Zokin Mamre. So it had to be a Zokin who's going against the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol. When it came to give the Zokin Mamre Misa, did it require a Bezdin shal shivim ve'echad? No. Then it only required a Bezdin shal chav gimel. Now we're learning Gzeir Shava, that just like the Zokin Mamre required a Bezdin shal shivim ve'echad, so too the Navi Sheker required a Bezdin shal shivim ve'echad. And how do I know? Gzeir Shava, hazada hazada. So freik the Gemara. Bishloim, if the word hazada that it says by Zokin Mamre would say in the pasuk that discusses the Zokin being a Mamre, so he's being Mamre keneged the Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. So you can tell me, Gzeir Shava, just like the Zokin has to go connect with the Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad, so too the Navi Sheker, when we kill him Ayyadei Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. But you know where it says the word Bezodoin, where it says Hazada, by the Zokin Mamre? In the Pasuk that discusses killing the Zokin Mamre. And how many Dayanim were required to kill the Zokin Mamre? Not the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the Sanhedrin Kitana. It required a Bezin Shal Shav Gimel. So Freit the Gemara, Hazada, the word Hazada, Bezodoin, that it says by the Zokin Mamre, ki k'siva b'ktalahu de k'siva. It says it by the pasuk that discusses killing the Zokin Mamre, v'ktalah ve'esrim v'tlasuhu, and they used to kill him with a regular bezin shochav gimel. So how could you then learn gzeira shava to tell me that the Navi Sheker gets killed b'bezin shal ayin aleph, the Zokin Mamre himself only gets killed b'bezin shochav gimel, and the gzeira shava is from a pasuk that discusses killing the Zokin Mamre? Says the Gemara, el amar ishlo, because you have to say it's a different gzeira shava. Gavar, davar, davar, me'amrasay. The gzeira shava is davar. So this is the other Dover Dover. We all know Dover Dover Mimaman. Ki Matzava Erva's Dover and Apishnai made them Yakum Dover. That's how we know Ein Dover Shav Erva Pachas Mishnayim. And that is another Gzeira Shava Dover Dover. It says by the Navi Sheker, Acha Navi Ashe Yazid Ledaber Dover Bishmi. And it says by the Zokin Mamre, Vasisa Alpi Hadover Ashe Yigidul Chaman Amoke Mahu Ashe Yivcha Hashem Vishomarto Lasis Kechol Ashe Yerucha. And the Dover that it says by Zokin Mamre is not in the context of killing the Zokin Mamre. It's in the context of the Zokin actually being a Mamre. Thus, we learn from there that just like the Hamra had to be in front of the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph, so too, when they killed the Navi Sheker, they used to kill him with the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. Freak the Gemara, that now that there's a Gzeir Shava Dover Dover, And there's also gzeir shava hazada hazada v'lehader zokim mamre v'ligmar hazada hazada min avashek. We said it says the word bezada in the pasuk that discusses killing the zokim mamre. So why don't we say that just like they killed the navi sheker al yedei bezin shalayin aleph, so too we should kill the zokim mamre al yedei the bezin shalayin aleph? Meaning we learned that the Navi Sheker was killed bebezin shel ayin aleph dover from the Zokim Mamre. But once I know that they killed the Navi Sheker bebezin shel ayin aleph v'lahader freik the Gemara, now let Navi Sheker go back and teach Zokim Mamre and say that just like the Navi Sheker is killed bebezin shel ayin aleph, so too the Zokim Mamre is killed bebezin shel ayin aleph, says the Gemara dover gomer hazada hazada loy gomer. Meaning the maskonas haGemara, it could be the gzeir shava hazada hazada was never a real gzeir shava. There was no mesayra on that. Rashi over here says that ain adam dung zereshava meyatzma. In order for a person to darshan zereshava, he would have had to have a mesayra. So initially, the Gemara thought there was a zereshava hazada hazada. The Gemara is now saying that there really is no such zereshava. All there is the zereshava of dava dava. Thus, you can't go back and learn hazada hazada. Says the Gemara. V'leis kohen gadol. The Mishnah continued and said another thing that required the bezin shel ayin aleph, the bezdin hagadol, the Sanhedrin, was the kohen gadol. So the kohen gadol was no ordinary person. He was a shliach tzibur. He had a din of a tzibur, and he was judged like Klal Yisrael would be judged. It required the bezdin hagadol. From the following pasuk, kol hadavar hagadol. So this is in the context of psukim that talk about Yisroi telling Moshe how exactly you should set up the judicial system. So the pasuk says, "V'kol adavar hakatan yishpetu heim," but the davar hagadol yaviu eilecha. So Pasha, what does davar hagadol mean? Any big case, right? What do you bring in front of the Supreme Court? The big cases are brought in front of the Supreme Court. Otherwise, you can have a local court that can handle the situation. But the Gemara darshins, kol adavar hagadol dvarav shel gadol. The dvarim of the gadol, as in the kohen gadol, that had to be brought in front of Moshe. Moshe was shakul keneged ayin aleph. So you see that dvarav shel gadol had to be brought in front of the bezin hagadol. Meisvei asks you kasha dvar gadol. The pasuk says dvar gadol. What does it mean? Dvar kasha doesn't mean dvarav shel gadol. But it means a davar kasha, a really hardcore case. Ata im a davar kasha, you say it means davar kasha. Oyeinu yala dvarav shel gadol. Maybe it means dvarav shel gadol. Zok tigemar, no, because it's another pasuk. Shoyim when it says it's a davar kasha, yovien al Moshe. You should bring the davar kasha to Moshe. Hari davar kasha amar. So you see clearly that it means davar kasha. Meaning, because there's another pasuk that says bring the davar kasha to Moshe. So if the other pasuk means kasha, this pasuk probably also means kasha. The Gemara is going to ask if anything say just the opposite. But that's what the Gemara says now. So just like kasha, we know for sure means kasha. Gadol, we assume, means gadol, not dvarav shel gadol, but it means what kasha means, says the Gemara. So it's a kasha, because the Mishnah said that the kohen gadol had to be judged by the bezin shel ayin aleph. And Rabbi Ad bar Rahava and Amira said that what's the makar? It's learned out from kol hadavar hagadol dvarav shel gadol. The Gemara asked from a braisa. The braisa says dvar gadol doesn't mean dvarav shel gadol, but it means a dvar gadol, just like dvar kasha means davar kasha, davar gadol means davar gadol. So the Gemara who davar ki aitanu, Rabbi Adi bar Rahava had another braisa. The Tanya we learned in the braisa, davar gadol, dvarav shel gadol. Like he said, ato ima dvarav shel gadol, oy eino yelo davar akasha. Maybe means a really big thing like davar kasha. Geshoi ma davar akasha. No, because there's another pasuk that already says that. Hare davar kasha amar, hamani mekayim davar gadol. What do I need two pasukim for? I have a pasuk that says davar kasha. So what does davar gadol mean? Must be dvarav shel gadol. Freik the Gemara v'hai tana trei kroy lovely. The first tana that said dvar gadol means gadol mamish, and dvar kasha, the other pasuk, certainly means kasha mamish. So why do I need two pesukim? Meaning the second brisa seems to make a little bit more sense than the first brisa. The second brisa said that it says dvar gadol in one pasuk that should be brought to Moshe, and there's another pasuk that says dvar kasha. Dvar kasha means any really intense big court case should be brought in front of Moshe. So what does dvar gadol mean? It doesn't mean a big court case, because that I have a pasuk dvar. It probably means dvarav shel gadol, even if it's a small case. But if it's a dvarav shel gadol, you bring it in front of Moshe. That was the second brisa, Gishmak. The first brisa was that if dvar kasha means literally kasha, then dvar gadol probably also means gadol, because it makes sense that both psukim are saying the same thing. Frank the Gemara, no, it doesn't. Why would I need two psukim to say the same thing? Zok the Gemara, chad l'tzava ba'alma v'chad l'asiyo. Because the first pasuk where it says dvar gadol, Yisra is talking to Moshe, and Yisra is telling Moshe what to do. The second pasuk where it says dvar kasha, that's when Moshe actually did it. Had we only had one pasuk, I wouldn't have known for sure whether Moshe Rabbeinu listened to Yisra. So I have a second pasuk to tell me that Moshe actually listened. The Idach, so the other man, the Amar, that said that Gadol can't mean Gadol literally, because for that I have kasha, so it must be Dvarav Shal Gadol. Maybe I need one Litzavah and one Lasiya. Sakhti the Gemara, could be. It could be you do need that, but there's still a Diak over here. I still know that Gadol doesn't mean Gadol Mamish, like kasha, but rather it means Dvarav Shal Gadol, because Im Kein Lichtoiv, Oy Gadol Gadol, Oy Kasha Kasha. My Gadol or my kasha, from the change in language, from the Shinui Haloshin, one place it says kasha, one place it says Gadol, Shmami Notarti. It must be that there's a message over here. See, even if you want to tell me, I need to psukim to tell me that every Dover Chamer was brought in front of Moshe. One, that Yisrael said you should do it, doesn't mean Moshe listen. Second pasuk to tell me that Moshe actually listened, but still there's a diuk in Gadol that it's Dvar Rav Shel Gadol, because otherwise we should have been consistent with the language. It should have said either Gadol Gadol or Kasha Kasha. From the fact that one says Kasha, one says Gadol, there must be a hidden halacha here. What's the hidden halacha? Very important halacha, that Dvar Rav Shel Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol had to be judged, even if it was a Davar Katan, it didn't matter. But if it was Dvar Rav Shel Gadol, if the person standing in front of the court was a Gadol, it had to be brought in front of Moshe, which means it had to be brought in front of a Bezel Shanayir Aleph, because Moshe himself was the equivalent of 71 Dayan. Let's say the Kohen Gadol had a shor, and it was a shor that shtoist, and now we have to kill the shor. So now the halach is, he has to go in front of a Bezel. Now we know, Kimisas Abaylin, Kach Mises Ashar. Mises Abaylim is Bezel Shechav Gimel, so Ashar and Iskal also had to be a Bezel Shechav Gimel. But what about the Shar of the Kohen Gadol? What's the Shiloh? Lemises Bailim Diday Midaminomle. Do we say the Drosh of Kemises Abaylim Kevich Mises Ashar is just a formula? You have to apply it to the individual owner of the Shar. This owner is the Kohen Gadol. If he kills somebody, it's not a Bezlin Shechav Gimel, it's a Bezlin Shal Ayin Aleph. So maybe his Shar also has to be Bezlin Shal Ayin Aleph. Or no, an ordinary person, he gets killed Bechav Gimel, so even the Shar of the Kohen Gadol would be killed Bechav Gimel. Amar Abai, Midikami Bayi Leit Shar. From the fact that the Gemara, Rabbi Lazo, was asking regarding the Shar, Michlal de Mamayne Pshitale, it's obvious that as it relates to the money, a regular dine mominus of the Kohen Gadol, for sure it would have been Bishloisha. Meaning his shaila was the shur of the Kohen Gadol. It sounds like the dine mominus for sure. Meaning when you read the Mishnah, you can definitely think when we say the Kohen Gadol had to be judged with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, maybe it means anything. Everything of the Kohen Gadol. His dine mominus, Hoidois Valvois, Gzelos V'chavolois. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be everything would be judged in front of the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. If that's the case, then why are we clearing a shaila? It's a beautiful shaila. But why are we clearing a shaila about Shoyresh of Kohen Gadol based on Kemisas Abaylam Kach Mises Ashar? Everything that the Kohen Gadol did. Elamai, you see, the Gemara doesn't think that. The Gemara does not think that every single court case that involves the Kohen Gadol needed to be presided by the Bez Din HaGadol. It's just the Dine Nefashas. Thus, the Gemara has a Shiloh. What about the Shar? Lemisas Bailam Diday Midan Minanle? Or Dilma Lemisas Bailam Da'ama Midan Minanle? But that was Abaya's observation that he made from Rabbi Lazar Shiloh. That Midakami Boyle Shiroi and Michlau de Mamayna Pshitoi. Says the Gemara, Pshito, of course, duh. Who would even have a havamina that the dine mominus of a Kohen Gadol should require the Bezdin HaGadol? So the Gemara, no, I'm not that there'd be such a havamina. Because ma'al d'teimo, I would have thought, hoil the kos of kol ha-dover ha-gadol. Kol ha-dover is mashma everything. Kol dvar of shal gadol, kamashma lon. Zok the Gemara vayter. E moitzim. So the Mishnah continued to discuss things that required the Bezdin HaGadol. The Mishnah said, ein donovo yis ha-shevet. That's Tezvav Amidez. V'loyes Hanavi Shek, V'loyes Kohen Gadol, that we just discussed. The next line of the Mishnah is, V'ein Moitzin L'melchemes HaRishus, El Al Pi Bezin Shal Shivim V'Echad. So if Klal Yisrael was going to go to L'melchemes HaRishus, they had to first consult with the Bezin HaGadol. The Bezin HaGadol had to give the okay in order to go L'melchemes HaRishus. It's interesting, Rashi says in the beginning of Mesechtes Brachas, that why did they go to the Bezin HaGadol? Apelo de Gerashi, Noit L'mehem Rishus, they went at the Sanhedrin Shadavin. Pasha, you learn, it required a Bezdin, a Psak Bezdin, that this is the thing to do. But either way, Minah Animili, Om Rabbi Voda Makrotz, learned that from the following Pasik. V'lefleyen Lazar HaKoyin Yamoit, the Shaloi B'mishpat Urim Lefnei Hashem, Al Piv Yetzu, Val Piv Yavoyu, Hu V'chol B'nei Yisrael Ita V'chol Eida. So the context over there is a Pasik that we've discussed a few times recently. Pasha's Pinchas, when Moshe gives Smicha to Yeshua ben Nun. And the pasuk says that Moshe was told to take Yeshua ben Nun and have him stand in front of Elazar HaKoyen. V'sha'aloi b'mishpat ha'urim. So the Urim v'tumim is mentioned in the Pasuk. L'fnei Hashem. Al piv yetzu v'al piv yavayo. What does that mean? Yetzu v'yavayo. Fight wars. Who? V'chol b'nei Yisrael itay. V'chol ha'edah. So the Gemara understands that this Pasuk is describing how the Yidden fought wars. So Omer Abavo Amakra. It says v'lefnei Elazar HaKoyen yamoid. Who? Zeh Melech. Who Yeshua Ben Nun himself is the king. V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy zeh Meshuach Mochama. So chol b'nei Yisrael sounds like all of Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Vo darshan that it's referring to the Meshuach Mochama. V'chol ha'eda zeh Sanhedrin. And the pasuk says al piv yetzu v'al piv yavayu. So you see that in order to fight a war, the Melech had to be involved. The Meshuach Mochama, of course, he's the chief of staff, and the Sanhedrin had to be involved as well. But Freit the Gemara, how do you know the pasuk that mentions the Melech and the Sanhedrin is referring to how the Yidden fought war? It's, I think it's an ambiguous pasuk. It's not clear what the pasuk really means. V'dilmo l'Sanhedrin hu dekom ralahu rachmano de l'shaylu v'urim v'tumim. The Urim v'tumim were also mentioned in this pasuk. And maybe what the pasuk is really describing is how and when you were allowed to be shoyel by the Urim v'tumim. Meaning, if an ordinary person had a shayla, should I go into this business venture or should I not? Should I do this or should I not do that? Should I do the shidduch? Were you allowed to go ask the Urim V'Tumim? Maybe what the pasuk is saying is that in order to ask the Urim V'Tumim, it had to be something that was a little bit more global. It affected all of Klal Yisrael. The Melech, the Sanhedrin, all of Klal Yisrael, or at the very least, the shayla had to be funneled through them. They would have to be the ones that would stand in front of the Urim V'Tumim. So how do you know that these people mentioned in this pasuk are mentioned in the context of when it was you had a right to go fight wars, Mulchemes Rishos? Thus, you have a makar that you need the Sanhedrin Agadol in order to fight a Mulchemes Rishos. Maybe what we're discussing here is how you were able to ask the Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have no right from this pasuk. This is also a Gemara at the very beginning of Shas. Brachis, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. So there was a kinar, a harp, that was suspended on the top of David HaMelech's bed. When it came Chatzois, Ruach Tzafoynes, Men HaShevis, boy, miraculously, every single night, at the same moment, Chatzois, a northern wind would come, and it would cause David HaMelech's harp to start playing music. Miad hoyu David oimig. David HaMelech would wake up from the music. Va'oisik v'Torah, and he would learn Torah. Ad sha'olah amud ha'shachar. Until the morning. Kivet sha'olah amud ha'shachar. As soon as it became morning, nichnesu chachmi Yisrael etzit. Chachmi Yisrael would come into David HaMelech. Amru loy, they would tell him as follows. This is a scene in David HaMelech's court, David HaMelech's house. They would say, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amchi Yisrael tzrichim l'parnasa. Chai Yisrael needs parnasa. Amar lehem, so he would tell them, L'chu v'sparnasu zemizeh. Go make parlor meetings, go to the Gvirim, and tell them to help out. Amrullah, they would tell him, we can't do that anymore. First of all, we have Klal Yisrael that's starving. It's a hungry lion. The little bit of koimitz, the little bit of tzedakah that we're going to be able to raise is never going to be able to satisfy this hungry lion. Additionally, it's impossible to fill up an empty ditch from the dirt in the ditch itself. We can't. We need other etzes. Other avenues. He told them, go fight a war. Go conquer other lands. You'll have spoils. And like this, you'll be able to support Klal Yisrael. But before they did that, they had to go through a few steps. Miyad, Yoyatzin, Machi Teufel. They would ask advice from Machi Teufel. Finim Lachim B'Sanhedrin. And they would consult the Sanhedrin. V'shoyalim b'Urim V'Tumim. And they would be shoyal by the Urim V'Tumim. By the way, we spoke a lot about Achi Teufel not so long ago. But it's unbelievable if you think about it. They're being shoyal by the Urim V'Tumim and they're being yoyitz by Achi Teufel. You would think if they're going to the Urim V'Tumim anyways, where does Achi Teufel have an opinion? But we spoke about the greatness and the pikchus of Achi Teufel that you see he's mentioned in the same breath as the Urim V'Tumim. Amar Rav Yosef, Mikra, what's the makar that this is the way it happened? It's learned out from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Va'achrei Achi Teufel Yehoyada ben Benayo Vevyasoi v'sar tzeva l'melech Yoyim. And the Gemara does not darshan this pasuk kipshutoi, but rather the derech drush. Achi Teufel, says the Gemara, Zeh Yoyetz. He was the Yoyetz. How do we know that? Vatzas Achi Teufel, Asher Yoyetz. See, he's David HaMelech's advisor. Ubin Yo, Ben Yoyad, who's mentioned in that pasuk, Zu Sanhedrin. he, Rashi says, was the Muflush Sheva Bezdin. But really, it's a reference to the entire Sanhedrin. Ev Yasser, who's mentioned in the Pasuk, Elu Urim V'tumim, is referring to the Urim V'tumim. V'chein u'aymer, u'b'niyo ben Yehoyada, ala kresi v'ala plesi. Meaning, how do I know that when it says the Ev Yasser, it's referring to the Urim V'tumim? Ma inyan Ev Yasser. It's a Urim V'tumim. So it says the Gemara Drush. Because it says B'niyo ben Yehoyada, and then it says Avyasa, and there's another pasuk that says Ubniya Uben Yoyada, and then afterwards it says Ala Kresi Vala Plesi, and the Kresi and the Plesi was the Urim V'tumim. So just like the Urim V'tumim is mentioned after Ubniya Uben Yoyada, and another pasuk. So here when it says Avyasa, that's probably what it means is, well, says the Gemara V'lama Nikrishman Kresi Uplesi. Why would the Urim V'tumim call it Kresi Uplesi? Kresi Shekarsin Divrehem, because the words that came from the Urim V'tumim were very precise. Uplesi shemuflo im maseyim, because it was a davar nifla ad lamaoid what emerged from the Urim V'tumim. The achakach, and then afterwards, Sar Tzva, the Melech Yoyev is mentioned, and that of course is the Sar Tzva. Amrav Yitzchik Breder of Adav Amri lo Amrav Yitzchik Paravdimi Maikra Uru Kvaidi Uri Aneva Vakino Irashach. Meaning, how do you know the davar Melech has to wake up every night by Chatzois? Because the pasuk says, O Irashach, the davar Melech said, I would awake in the morning. I was up Fatugs. I was up every morning before the morning itself. So either way, the Gemara says that how do you know that Ein Moitzin L'Melchemes Shos LLP Bezin Shom Ayin Aleph? First, the Gemara thought that maybe it's learned out from the Pasuk of Parshas Pinchas that describes Moshe Rabbeinu giving smicha to Yeshua Benon, but the Gemara knocked that out. It could be that's describing the way they were shoyled by the Urim V'tumim, but rather it's learned out from a Pasuk, random, Divrei Hayomim Aleph. If you look at the Pashim Shad and the Pasuk, there's very little resemblance to the Drush that we're learning from it, but the Drush is that in order to go to war, Achitofel ben Yo ben Yoyada Avyasa. Achitofel was the Yoyetz, they would consult by him. Binyo ben Yoyada was a reference to the Sanhedrin because he himself was the greatest member of his particular Sanhedrin. Avyasar is the Urim V'tumim, and then afterwards it says, Visar Tzva Melech Yoyev. It was only afterwards that the Yidden would actually go and fight wars. So three Ha'aras on this Gemara. Number one. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara, Omar Rab Acha Bar Bizna, Omar Rab Shimon Chasida. There was a harp that was suspended on top of the bed of David HaMelech. When it became Chatzos, Ruach Tzafonis Ben HaShavos, a northern wind would come, it would blow, and it would cause the harp to stop playing music by itself, and it would cause David HaMelech to wake up, and he would learn Torah, Ad Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. So how did David HaMelech wake up every morning? What was his alarm clock? He had a kinar, it would play music miraculously by itself with the Ruach Tzafonis. This idea is actually related to halacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Again, this is Tisha B'Av's daf, and it's related to halacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And that is in Simen Tov Kuf Samuch Sivkot and Gimel. The Rama over there that brings the halacha that miyoyim shechara beis hamikdash, you're not allowed to listen to music. It's based on the Gemara Masechtas Gittin Daf Zayin. It's based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Soito Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. And the Rama, based on Shitas Tosfos and Shas Paskins, that even though the Gemara seems to say you're not allowed to listen to music Bizman Hazeh, but says the Rama, Dafka Misha Rogel Behem. It's only someone that's Rogel to listen to music. And he gives an example. Kaloy Hamelachim, such as the kings, Sha'oimdim, they used to wake up, V'Shoichlin, and they would go to sleep, B'Klisha. So we found a little Tisha B'Av. They would wake up every day, and they would go to sleep every night with music. Oh, in the Beis HaMishta, or if it's in the Beis HaMishta. So the Rama says that even though the Gemara says they're not allowed to listen to music, Mi'em Shechar Beis HaMikdash, it's not the pshat that you're never allowed to listen to music. The Rama qualifies it. Either it's a base mishnah, you're sitting at a party, or you do it in a way that you're a rogel bahem. It's something that's very meaningful to you. That type of music you should abstain from. Kigoyin, his example is Hamelachim Sha'imdim V'Shaykh V'Mekleshes. You see, David HaMelech was a melech. He used to also do that. But whereas the ordinary kings, they probably had a philharmonic orchestra playing music for them, David HaMelech, it happened, Ayudei Nes. There was a Ruach Tzafonis that was Menasheves, V'Hayim Menagim Me'ela. But David HaMelech, like the other kings, even though the Gemara in Bracha says, David HaMelech says, I'm not like the kings. Kings wake up at this hour, and wake up at that hour. But in this sense, there was a similarity. David HaMelech used to wake up every morning with music. It's just interesting. Again, this is Tisha B'Av's daf. So just to mention something, Minyan HaDiyoma. So again, the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that it's not so simple to listen to music bizman hazeh, just to read the Lashon HaGemara. Gittin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Sholchu Leila Marukva. They sent the following letter to Marukva. Zimra Minolan Da Asa. How do you know you're not allowed to listen to music today? And he told him back, Al Tismach Yisrael Al Gilba Amen. He learned from the pasuk of Al Tismach Yisrael Al Gilba Amen. Frank the Gemara, why did you learn it from a different pasuk? Beshir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So the Gemara says, I need two psukim. One pasuk tell me you can't listen to music played by an instrument. Another pasuk to tell me that even if somebody's singing the peh, even then you're not allowed to listen to music. Rashi and Tosfos both say that this Gemara right here that says you're not allowed to listen to music to the Zman Hazeh, that's only if you're in a beis mishnah, you're in a very happy setting. But in an ordinary context, you're allowed to. And Tosfos tells su a mishnah at the end of Masech Besoita. Relevant. Misha Batla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin became Batl Hashir, Bebeis HaMishtois. The Chum made a takona that you're not going to listen to music Bebeis HaMishtois. Lamaisa, as it relates to the Halacha, Lamaisa, it's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that even though it's true, the Mishnah says, Batl Hashir Bebeis HaMishtois, that's only Shir Bepeh. But if you're going to listen to music being played by an instrument, you can't listen, period. The Ramah takes a more lenient position based on Rashi and Tosfos, and that is that even with music, you're only not allowed to listen to Beis Mishnah or something similar to a Beis Mishnah, something of real chashivos, such as the Melachim that they used to wake up that way. So today, if you're a king, you shouldn't wake up with music. But the point is that it would have to be something of that kind of significance. So Halacha L'maaseh is Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. According to the Mechaber, if you follow the Pesach of the Beis Yosef, no music. If you follow the Pesach of the Ramah, so only if you're in a Beis Mishnah. What's interesting is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, it's in Or Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simin, Kuf, Samach, Vav, one of his earlier tshuvas, 1958. So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva about listening to music bizman hazeh. And Rav Moshe, who's famous for many kulas that he issued a tremendous chumra over here. Rav Moshe said that halacha l'maisa to machloikis mechabin the Ramah. He goes through the shitas of Rishonim. He says there's a Rambam in a tshuva that said that even not with music, you can't listen, even if it's not in a Beis Mishnah. Rav Moshe holds that a Bal Nefesh, Bizman Hazeh, should be Machmer, and he should never listen to music. So some of Rav Moshe's Bal Nefesh Yachmers are famous. This one not as much. But Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. L'maisa, the Ramah says that for a Sudas Mitzvah, you're allowed to listen to music. And Rav Moshe discussed over there, apparently there was going to be a yeshiva dinner, a fundraiser for Tztaka, and the Shaila was, is it considered a Sudas Mitzvah or not? Rav Moshe doesn't think it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Because it's going to cause mitzvahs. Sudas Mitzvah is a chasana. Sudas Mitzvah is a bar mitzvah. Pinyin. So Rav Moshe took on a second chumrah. And then the third chumrah that Rav Moshe mentions over here in this tshuva says, what about if you listen to music on the radio? So I understand you have somebody with a violin in your bedroom playing music for you. So maybe that's something you shouldn't do. But says Rav Moshe, the Al Yidei HaRadio, or today, your MP4 player or whatever, if Nishma Zimra De Puma Mutter, but the imbeklizemer, if it's going to be a musical instrument, also. So Rav Moshe's three chumras. Number one, a Bal Nefesh should be machmer. Even people that usually follow the Ramah, they should be machmer, like the Shitas HaBeis Yosef, the Shitas HaMechaber, it's really the Shitas HaRambam, that not to listen to music, period, bizman hazeh. Litvar mitzvah, it would be okay, but Rav Moshe has a very strict definition of what Var mitzvah is. And even if it's not live music, even if it's Al Yedei Radio, even then, Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that shouldn't be okay. They are. Tremendous. So that's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara over here mentions the kinar, the harp of David HaMelech. So I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's Perek Lamed Aleph. Rab Chanina ben Doisa Omer. Rab Chanina ben Doisa said, referring to Eloi Shal Yitzchak, this was the ayah that Avram Avinu shechted on Haram Eiriyah in lieu of shechting Yitzchak. So Avram Avinu is about to be Mekayim, the Nesoyin of the Akedah, and as he's literally about to shecht Yitzchak, Pasco comes out, Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar, Val Tasloi Mo'uma, stop. But Avram Avinu wanted to express that heritage somehow, said there's an aisle that's Nechaz Basfach, and instead of shechting Yitzchak, Avram Avinu shechts Eloi Shal Yitzchak. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Omer, Oisa ya ayol lo yatsu mimenu dava levatola. That ayol, nothing went levatola. Every part of that ayol would one day reemerge in Jewish history. Ephraim Ayil, the Ephraim, the ashes of the Ayil, who Yisoy Shal Gabi Mizbech HaPnimi. It was the foundation of the Mizbech HaPnimi. Gidov Shal Ayil, the Gidim of the Ayil, Hey Masara, were 10. The Ayil had 10 Gidim, and they were Keneged the Asara Nevolim Shal Kinar. The 10 strings of David HaMelech's harp. So you David Menagibahem. It was made of the 10 Gidim of Elo Shal Yeh. Oiroi Shal Ayil, the skin of the Ayil, who Ezer Mosnah Shal Elio. That's the Gartel that Elio Navi has, as mentioned in Malachim Beis, Perigal of Pasuk Ches. That's where it came from. Shtei Karnov Shal Ayil, the two horns of the Ayil, Shoifres, they were Shoifres. Bishal Smoil, the Linka horn, Nishma Koyle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sinai, was the shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to blow on Har Sinai. Shenem Rav Ahi Koyle HaShofar, V'keren Shal Yamin, and the rechte horn, who Godom in Asmael, that was bigger than the left one, V'osel et koya bay la'osel lovay, B'kibbutz Goliye, Shenem Rav Ahoye bayoy mahu, Yitoka b'shofar Godom. Unbelievable. So the Kinar Shal David had strings. Where did the strings come from? They were 10 strings, connected to 10 gidin that were Elo Shel Yitzchak. Now the truth is that there's a small snippet of this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that's mentioned in a Rashi and Chumash. It's Rashi and Parshas Yisroi. It's tucked away, but it's right there. The Pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe that during Maimed Har Sinai, you have to stay very far away from the mountain. Be very careful. Not a person, not an animal. You know when you could touch the mountain? When the shofar is going to sound, it's then, at that point, the mountain is going to be choil. Anyone that wants to ascend the mountain is going to be able to ascend the mountain. Zok Rashi, quoting this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, this shofar, where did it come from? Says Rashi, it was a shofar shel Ayil. But it wasn't just any Ayil. The shofar shel Eloi shel Yitzchak Ayil. It was the shofar of Eloi shel Yitzchak. Freik the Ramban, right here, he doesn't understand Rashi. Freik the Ramban, v'loi havi noisisa. I don't understand. Ki Eloi shel Yitzchak Ayil hekrivaisai. We know that the Ayil was a real carbon. And what kind of carbon was it? It was a carbon oila. The hakronayim, the haklofim, the kol nisra ba'ilis. The din of an oila is that it's kulei kol. So if the din of an oila is that it's kulei kol, it's freaked around Rambam on Rashi. How could you tell me that the horn that was used at Har Sinai, b'mshay chayoyvel heviyoyvel, was the horn of Eloi Shel Yitzchak? Eloi Shel Yitzchak was an oila. Avram Avinu had to be mekayim mitzvah sakrov asayla. And an oila means you burn everything. So if it was a shlomim, maybe you didn't have to burn the horns. But it was an oila. An oila is kula kolo. So if it's kula kolo, how is it possible? Says the Ramban, ulai govel HaKadosh Baruch Hu offer karnoi. Maybe after Avram Avinu burnt the Ayil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the offer of the Keren, the Hechziru Lamasha Hayo, and he recreated it, and it's this recreated Shofar Al Nes that emerges itself at Har Sinai. Azoy Zok the Ramban. So I'm going to tell you an interesting aura that I heard many, many years ago on a tape. That is that we just mentioned the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Eliyahu Navi had a Gartel, and his Gartel was made out of oil. Where did the oil come from? Says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it came from Eloi Shel Yitzchak. So I heard B'shem the Brisker Rav, he asked that how in the world could there be the oil of the Ayil? L'chayre, the Ayil was an oila. The oila is kula kolol. So if it's kula kolol, you don't have the oil. The same kasha that the Ramban asks. So the Brisker Rav said that Pasha, you're going to tell me. Because an oila, we know, has a mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach. So one of the unique halachas of an oila was, before they would burn it, they would skin it. Oh, so it's very good. There was hefshet v'nituach. But the Brisker Rav asked, that the Mishnah says in the end of the Masechet Zvachim, that hefshet v'nituach b'mikdash, v'ein hefshet v'nituach b'bama. There was no din hefshet v'nituach b'bama. Now this didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash, so if it didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no hefshet v'nituach. If there's no hefshet v'nituach, then hadradina, it's part of the oila, it has to be kulakol. But the Brisker Rav confessed that how's Eliyahu HaNavi walking around with a gartel that came from the oil of Eloi Shel Yitzchak? L'chayra, it's an oila has to be kulei kol, and don't tell me hefshet v'nituach. So he said over a teretz b'shem de Brisker Rav. But I think the real teretz to this kasha is based on something that I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, from Yeshua, Alain, during Chumash. He said over a medrash. The medrash says when Hashem came over to Avram and he told Avram, I want you to be makriv, Yitzchak al gabi akeda. Amalei Avram laKadosh Baruch Hu. Me? You want me to be makriv? Like koyin ani? I'm not a koyin. How can I do the avodah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that it's true you're not a koyin, but I'm going to make you a koyin. Not only going to make you a koyin, I'll even make you into a koyin gadol. That's the message. But the Brisker Rav gestalt that it's true that in Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayu Kayim, in order to do the avodah, you had to be a kohen. But the Gemara says that it was only Misha Hukam HaMishkan. But actually Hukam HaMishkan, who did the avodah? The Bechiris did it. So Freik, the Brisker Rav, what's Avram Avinu telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Loi kohen ani, it's only to do with being a kohen. If anything, the Shail is, am I a Bechir or not? But why is the Nidin, am I a kohen? I'm not a kohen, you're a kohen gadol. I'll make you into a kohen gadol. Kohanim are not the ones that did the avodah. Yeah, years later, the kohanim would be the ones to do the avodah. But at that point, not. But the Brisker Rav gezocht, he says the Rambam at the beginning of the second parak in Hilchas Beis Abchira talks about the Mokam HaMikdash. And he says, Mesoiris B'yad HaKoyel, that this place where the Beis HaMikdash was built has been a place that historically phenomenal things have taken place. That was the place where Avram Avinu built the Mizbeach, the Agudal of Yitzchak. That's when Noach brought his Korbanos when he left the Teva. It's the Mizbeach where Cain and Hevel brought their korbanos. Uboy hikriv Adam Arishon kishenikra karvin. Umishon niver. That's where Hashem took offer to create Adam Arishon. Amru chachamim Adam imakim kaparasei niver. So the Rambam over here is talking about all the wonderful things that happened in the Har Meriah. Things that even before it was l'shichmei sidrishu v'vachashama. Even before Hashem chose that to be the place. This has been a place that was destined to have greatness happen. But listen to a lashon haRambam. Says the Rambam when he goes through the things that happened on the Har Meriah, ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. That Yitzchak Avinu, the Akedah happened in the Mikdash. Hot the Brisker Rav gestelt on Lushoyne Yazov Shal Rambam. He said that Luchura, what the Rambam should have said was, ubemokon hamikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. Bemikdash? Really? There was a Beis HaMikdash? There was no Beis HaMikdash. It was on the Mokon where one day there'd be a Beis HaMikdash. What does the Rambam mean when he says, ubemikdash? Hot the Brisker Rav gesagt, that Vaistois HaChiddush. A chiddush that the Akedah went with the halachis of Mikdash. And even though there was no Beis HaMikdash, and it was actually Hukam HaMikdash, it was actually Hukam HaMishkan, but as it relates to Dinei Kachim, all the halachis, they followed the guidelines of Mikdash. Because Ube Mikdash, Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. Hat the Brisker Rav gezocht, B'mikdash the Kayhanim did he avoid it. That's why Avram Avinu is tiny to Hashem, like Kayin Ani. Hashem says, I know you're not a Kayin, you're a Kayin Gadol. From Yeshua said a whole chumash here. He answered a whole bunch of different kashas, real kashas of kashas, based on this yisoy that the Akedah went with a mahalach of mikdash, even though technically it was a bama. But the Rambam said uben mikdash neked Yitzchak. So I thought that's for sure the teretz to the Brisker Rav's kasha. The teretz is that enochinami, the oila had to be kula kol, and enochinami ain't hefshev in yituach bama. But the Akedah wasn't Hakrav Azbama. It was Ube Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak. It was Ube Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak. It went with the halachis of Mikdash. The halachis of Mikdash are Hefshit Vinituach. If there's halachis of Mikdash, are Hefshit Vinituach. It's not a kasha how Eliyahu Hanavi's walking around with a gartel that came from the Ur of Eloi Shal Yitzchak because Ube Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak. So we have Ramban in Parshas Yisroel where the Ramban doesn't understand how is it possible that we had the horns of Eloi Shal Yitzchak by Har Sinai. B'mshoich HaYoyimu. Hey, Yalla Bahar. I have this Brisker Rav's kasha, but the Brisker Rav says he doesn't understand how Eliyahu HaNavi is walking around with the gartel that came from the Ur of Eloi Shel Yitzchak. So there's a teretz to Ramban's kasha, there's a teretz to the Brisker Rav's kasha, but the truth is, we see it's a medrash. The medrash, it wasn't just the horns, it wasn't just the Ur, but Oysoy Ha'ayo Layatsu Mimenu Dover Levatola, everything. And the medrash lists some of the things. The Efer is Yisoy Shal Gabim Zbech HaPnimi. The Gidim, those are the 10 strings on David HaMelech's harp, etc., etc. So you can answer this kasha, you can put out that fire, but at the end of the day, you're going to be left with is a medrash that seems to say that everything, what you probably have to say is Ramban's teretz. That just like the Ramban said his teretz regarding the horns, the Ramban's teretz really would apply to everything. One more ha'ara? Yeah? One more ha'ara. And that is, we mentioned over here, the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was the crazy uplacy she carson devre. You sure? Okay. You asked for it. Mufloyim devreim. Right? So you have the By the way, now you know what. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz wrote a sefer Ur V'Tumim. He wrote a sefer Crazy Place. Crazy Place. It was also the Ur V'Tumim, right? So the Crazy Place and what Shekarsin Devrayim Uplaysi Shana Flom the way. So I'll just tell you one ara. What was the Ur V'Tumim? You know what the Ur V'Tumim was? You have here the Ur V'Tumim I mentioned. What was the Ur V'Tumim? So it's Machloikis Evin Ezra in the Ramban. The Evin Ezra says that the Urim V'Tumim was a keli. It was like one of the kelim of the Mishkan. One of the begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore. So there was the Mechnasayim, there was the Mitznefes, there was the Ephod. You had all the different kelim. Evin Ezra says that the Urim V'Tumim, Sover Rav Avram, the Hischakim, Be'inyan the Urim V'Tumim. I'm quoting the Ramban in Parshas Tetzava. The Omar, he said, Kei Maiso Umin Kesev Ezov. It was made out of silver and gold. The Herich bin Yonim, and he was very mirich in it. When people would ask astrologers questions, so there were certain surois that they would use, and the Eben Ezra equated the Urim V'Tumim to those surois. And the Ramban says, Sover Rab Avram lehischakim be'inyin ha'Urim V'Tumim, but the Ramban says, V'loi omar klum. I completely disagree with what the Evin Ezra says. And he asks three kashas he asks on the Evin Ezra. He says, number one, if the Urim V'Tumim was a keli, how come you never find anywhere a pasuk that says that they made the Urim V'Tumim? It says they made this, they made that. It doesn't say anywhere that they made. Another kasha, which is a little bit more subtle, is when the pasuk introduces the Urim V'Tumim for the first time, it says, V'nasata el choshen ha-mishpat es ha-urim ves ha-tumim. Ha-Urim, the Urim, and the Tumim, as if we know what the Urim and the Tumim are. The Ramban says that if you look at the first time the Torah introduces the Arin, it says Va'asu Arin. Doesn't say the Arin, make an Arin. Now the second time you can tell me that Arin that I mentioned to you earlier, that Arin, you should make it this way, but when you introduce it for the first time, it's not the if it's never been introduced to you. Va'asisa Shulchan, Va'asisa Menorah, V'chen Kulam, says the Ramban. But somehow, when it comes to the Urim V'Tumim, V'nasata al-Choshen ha-Mishpat as ha-Urim, the Es Hatumim. And the third question he asks is that the Torah never mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu should instruct Bezalel to get involved with the Urim V'Tumim. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was told V'nasata al choshen ha-mishpat, and the pasuk says V'yiten al choshen es Urim ves Hatumim. It doesn't say anything about Bezalel playing a role. So three kashas. Number one, if the Urim V'Tumim is a keli like the other kelim, if it's a beged like the other begadim, how come you don't find anywhere a pasuk that says anyone made this keli, just like it says by all the other kelim? Number two, why is it introduced the first time with the Hei idea? And number three, why is Bezalel not playing a role? Why is it all Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Ramban, I'll read it to you inside. Ki loy hayu maisa umin. This wasn't a maisa umin. You think a craftsman made the Urim V'Tumim? V'loy hayu le'umanim, v'loy le'klai Yisrael, behem maisa, v'loy nedava klal. They had nothing to do with it. Rather, heim soid masur le'moshe mi pi ha'gvura. It was a soid that was handed over to Moshe Rabbeinu by Piyak Vura. And then later he explains it a little bit more. These were Shemai's names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on to explain that Urim was one set of Shemai's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tumim were another set of Shemai's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would happen is the Kohen Gadol would ask the Urim V'Tumim, the Shaila that's being presented, he would be Mechashe first in the Shemois that were the Urim, and when he would do that, letters would start lighting up. Letters on the Choshen. Then he'd be Mechashiv Tumim, and he would know how to put the letters together, how to unscramble them. See, he would know how to read them. So Urim is a group of Shemois, Tumim is a group of Shemois. These are Shemois, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says they were placed in between the folds of the Choshen. That's where the Choshen had to be folded over. You had to stick the paper that had these soidos, these shemes. It wasn't a keli, it wasn't maisa umin, Bezalel, Klal Yisrael. It wasn't funded by the nedavos and all the money that was raised. This was exclusive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe these shemes. They were written down. They were stuck into the fold. Urim is one set of shemes. Tumim is another shemes. Urim is the shem where the Kohen would think about, he would ponder, that would cause the letters to pop up. Tumim is his ability to unscramble that. So you do have a shame, the Vilna Goyen. That the Vilna Goyen said that at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Zachana goes up, she's Oyla Regel, and she's davening because she doesn't have any children. Nina, her sister, has children, and she doesn't have any children. And it says that she's davening, her lips are moving, but she wasn't making any noise. That's where we learned Tefillah B'Lachash from. Eli is there, Eli sees Chana, Vayichashvel loy kishikoyra. thought that Chana was a shikker. But the Vilna Gaon gesagt half of a fella. This is what the Vilna Gaon said. Vilna Gaon said, Eli sees Chana. He wasn't sure what was going on. He was the Kohen Gadol. See, he was shoyl by the Urim Batumin. He was Mechashiv Umin, and four letters popped up. Shin, Kuf, Reish, He. Eli read it. He read Shikaira. But the Gaon said that Eli made a toy. Because Eli was Mechashiv Urim, he got the right letters, but he wasn't Mechashiv properly in Tumim. He didn't know how to unscramble the letters. It didn't mean Shekaira. What it really meant was Kshera. She was a Kshera, she wasn't a Shekaira. The Tais was the second part, the Tumim part, the ability to be able to unscramble it. Either way, there's more to say, but let's learn a little bit. Fight. So the next thing mentioned in the Mishnah that required a bezel shon ayin aleph was you can't add to Yerushalayim unless you have a bezdin shalom. No, I need to be Rav Shimi bar Chiya. Oh, my God, so we're talking the following parts. Chol Hashana Rimar Oyscha es Tavnes HaMishkon v'chein Tassu L'dayrus. So Hashem is talking to Moshe. He's telling him, I'm showing you everything. How are you supposed to build a Mishkan? V'chein tasa l'doiris haboyin. And we learn from here that if you're ever going to be Moshef on the ear, but and the Azara, you have to do it in the same exact way. So just like Moshe, whose Bezin Shalayin Aleph, presided over the Tavnes HaMishkan the first time, if you're ever going to be Moisif Aloir or on the Azara, if you'll be Moisif on the Azara, you'd be Moisif on the Mishkan, on the Mishkan, it has to be done in the same way. Masif Rava, Kalakim Mishayisav Moisha, Mishichasam Mikach, and all the Kalim Moisha Benu made, how were they Mekadesh it? What gave the Kalim Kedusha? The Mishicha, they would anoint it with the Shemen HaMishcha, Mikan Ve'ilach, but after the Mishkan, if there were going to be new kelim, such as in the Beis HaMikdash, Avodasim in Chanchasim. They didn't use Shemen HaMishcha, but they would do the Avodah with it, and once they did the Avodah with it, that in itself inaugurated it. That's what gave it its Chashivos, that's what gave it its Kedusha. Fake the Gemara of Amai, how could it be done differently? How could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu's made it Kaddish one way, and L'dayrus, we're going to make it Kaddish in another way? V'chein tasa L'dayrus, Habayin. What happened to the pasuk? V'chein tasa L'dayrus. Just like you Mekadesh the Azara L'dayrus in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu did it, because it says V'chein tasa L'dayrus, then L'chura V'chein tasa L'dayrus is referring to everything. K'chol Hashana Rimara Oyscha as Tavnes HaMishkan, the Kalim as well. So shouldn't the Kedusha of the Kalim come about L'dayrus in the same way? The Gemara says, Shani Hosn Damakra, Vayim Shechein Vayekadesh Oysam. That Moshe Rabbeinu anointed them, and he was Mekadesh them. It says, Oysam, Oysam b'Mashicha, v'lo l'dayrus b'Mashicha. That it was only the original Kalim that got its Kedusha Yidei Mashicha, but l'dayrus it wasn't going to be Mashicha. Fake, the Gemara, v'ema Oysam b'Mashicha, u l'dayrus iba Mashicha iba avayda. Meaning, you know that the way that Moshe was Mekadesh the Kalim is not the way you're going to be Mekadesh the Kalim l'dayrus. So if Moshe did a b'Mashicha, you can't tell me l'dayrus is going to be Mashicha. So what's the halacha l'dayrus? Avodasim in Chanchasim. Freit the Gemara, why does it have to mean that L'dayrus you have to do the Avodah? Maybe L'dayrus you have the option, either Avodah or B'Mashicha. And you're going to be Mekayim Oysam, it's not going to be the same, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to do a B'Mashicha, and L'dayrus it's going to be either or, either B'Mashicha or B'Avodah. Amir HaPapa, Amakra, Ashe Yishvesu, Bam B'Kodesh, HaKosav Talim B'Shiras. This is another Pasuk. The Pasuk says that how does it get Kedusha? Yishrusu al yidei shirus. So you see, the way to get kedusha is bishirus. Elo oisam lamali. The Gemara says, then what do I need oisam? I have oisam to tell me that you're not mekadesh the kalim l'dayrus in the same way Moshe was mekadesh the kalim. But I already have yishrusu from bekadesh to know it was different. If it's done bishirus, then I know it's not the way Moshe did it. Because how did Moshe do it? Moshe did it al yidei mishicha. Says the Gemara, I need both. Because ilav oisam, had I not had oisam, all I would have yishu b'kodesh. Have I mean I would have thought you need to do both l'dayrus. L'dayrus b'mashicha u'b'avayda. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was mekadesh b'mashicha, and it says v'chein tasu l'dayrus. That means l'dayrus you have to do b'mashicha. It also says ashishuzon b'kodesh. That teaches me l'dayrus you have to do b'shiras. So is it b'mashicha or is it l'shiras? You do both. I would have thought maybe both. So chasu rachmana oisam. That's why the pasuk said oisam to teach me oisam b'mashicha. So it's between Oysam and Asher Yishvusam B'Kodesh that I know that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh B'Mashicha, and even though as it relates to adding on to the Azara, it's V'chein Tasu L'Doyrus, it had to be done L'Doyrus in the same way Moshe Rabbeinu did it, but as it relates to being Mekadesh the Kelim, there wasn't supposed to be done the same way. There was supposed to be done differently. It's a combination of two words. Oysam and Asher Yishvusam B'Kodesh. V'ein Oysin Sanhedrius. In order to appoint a smaller Bezdin, the Sanhedrin Ketana, He needed the Sanhedrin Agadol. So the Bez and Shanai Aleph, they were the ones that had the authority to appoint a Sanhedrin God. Not long. How do I know that? Could ask from Moshe. I learned it from Moshe. The Oiki Sanhedrin, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself appointed the Sanhedrin. Moshe b'machem shivim v'chad koy. And Moshe himself was equivalent to 71. Ton Rabba no. I mean, I should meet the Yisrael. How do you know that they used to appoint Shoftim Yisrael? Talmud Loimar. It's from the pasuk Shoftim Titein. That you're supposed to appoint Shoftim. So the Gemara now is going to darshan the first pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. So what's the first pasuk in Parsha Shoftim? Shoftim v'shoytrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem l'kecha noisim l'cha l'shvatecha v'shoftu esa'am mishpat tzedek. We're going to have like 8 or 9 drushes and like 6 lines of Gemara all coming from this pasuk. So what are Shoftim? Shoftim adayanim. What are Shoytrim? Those are the enforcers. Those are the ones with the baseball bats. Haroiden esa'am, acha mitzvasam. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, minayin shema bidin shoiftim l'Yisrael. How do you know they had to be shoiftim? Talmud loimar, shoiftim titein. Right? Shoiftim v'shoitim titein. So shoiftim titein. Shoitrim l'Yisrael minayin. How do you know you're supposed to appoint shoitrim l'Yisrael? Talmud loimar, shoitrim titein. Shoiftim l'chol shevet v'shevet. How do you know that each individual shevet had to have its own shoifet? Talmud loimar, shoiftim. And later in the pasuk it says l'shvatecha. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem alikecha noisim l'cha l'shvatecha. Shoitrim l'chol shevet v'sheminayin. How do you know that each shevet had to have a shoiter? Talmud loimar, shoitrim l'shvatecha. Shoiftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know you had to have a shoifet in each city? Talmud loimar, shoiftim l'sharecha. It says l'shvatecha, it also says l'sharecha. Shoitrim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know you had to have a shoiter for each city? Talmud loimar, shoitrim l'sharecha. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Echem Amun Al-Kulon, that there was one shoifet that was on top of all the other shoiftim. Shenemar titein l'cha, and that's a lashon yach. Shem Gamliel Eimer l'shvatecha. V'shaftu. It says, "Shoftim v'shoytrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem alekecha noisim l'cha l'shvatecha." Now, if you look at the truck, there's an esnachta under l'shvatecha. It's period. And then afterwards, the pasuk concludes, "V'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzedek." But Rav Shimon Gamliel darshened l'shvatecha as if it flows into the word shaftu, and we learn from there mitzvah b'shevet ladun eshiftoi b'shvatecha b'shaftu, that it's ideal l'katchila if somebody from Shevet Reuven is being prosecuted now, capital punishment. Each Shevet had its own bezdin. The Katchila go to a bezdin and Shevet Reuven. Where do I know that from? L'shvatecha v'shaftu. So just 2 short ha'aras. The first short ha'ara is that we mentioned again, for like the 4th or 5th time, that Moshe was keneged the bezdin shel ayin av. So Moshe is a yachid, and Moshe is also a tzibur. So just 1 ha'ara. And that is in Megillas Esther, it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehuda aleihem. If you look at the word kiblu, it's written chaser. Kuf beis lamed, but it's pronounced kri is kiblu, which is lashon rabbi. Yeshem lemikri, yeshem lemesleiris. We just discussed the sugi at length. So it's written kibel hayehudim, but it's pronounced kiblu hayehudim. So why is it over here yochid and there rabbin? So the Vilna Gaon said something that only the Vilna Gaon could say, based on a Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. The pasuk says Va'aleim kechol advarim asher dibur Hashem imochem bahar melamed. We learn from there shehereu Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe and Har Sinai diktukei Torah v'diktukei Soifrim u'mashah Soifrim asidim lechadish u'mayniu mikra Megillah. The Gemara makes a point in Megillah Yud Tes Amid Beis to say that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Says the Vilna Gaon, who in history was one person, but he was also a rabbi? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a yachid, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also a rabbi. Incidentally, the Gaon quoted a Medrash Sheikha Taif that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was shokel not just keneged Ayin Aleph, but keneged all 600,000 yidden that left Mitzrayim. But the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a yachid and he's a rabbi. He's the kibel ha-yehudim. It's kibel, he's a yachid. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel. He's also kiblu, he's a rabbi. Why are we emphasizing Moshe Rabbeinu being mekabel, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? That's a Gemara. That Hireyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, even Mikra Megillah. That's the first aura. The second R is, we just mentioned the pasuk Shoftim v'shoytrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. If you take a look at the Balaturim, Balaturim says that Parshas Re'eh, the previous parsha, ends That's the Kriyas HaTorah of Aser to Aser, Kol Abchar, right? You read it every Yontif. It ends with Yontif. Uldat Sholish Pama Bashani Yerah Kol Schurcha. That's the second to last pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So it ends with Yontif, and then it begins Shoiftim V'Shoiftim Titen L'cha B'chol Sho'arecha. What's the pshat? Why this smichus? So it says the Baal HaTurim, based on a Lashon HaRambam, it's also the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, it's the very last halach in Hilchas Yontif. Chayovim Bezdin Lahamid Shoitrim Birugolim. Bez Din had an obligation to appoint Shoitrin on Yontif. Their job was to drezich in the gardens, valanaharos, and by the rivers, so people shouldn't get together there. Lechol velishtois anoshim v'noshim, men and women, boys and girls. They shouldn't come lidei avera. They had to make sure to warn everybody. There shouldn't be taroivus between anoshim v'noshim. Bevateim besimcha v'lo yimshuchu b'yayin shemu yovayu lidei avera. Eloyi kulam kedoshim. So there was a special obligation of shoyftim v'shoyt. You had the regular, general obligation of Shaitan v'Shaitan. There's a more specific obligation of Shaitan v'Shaitan that applied on Yontif, where Bezdin had an obligation to appoint the Gavad Atzius to make sure that people are going to be careful and they're not going to come with De'Avera. Incidentally, why are you more worried about on Yontif than on some Pasha? Because Yontif ain't some Chel B'Yayin, you're not working. We once spoke out a classic Meshech Chachma, because on Yontif, where you don't have Torah and Derech Eretz, you're not allowed to work, all you have is Torah, so maybe you're a little bit more vulnerable. But Pashit, it's based on the Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, where the Gemara says, Sakva Dishasa Rigla, that the most difficult time that a person's most vulnerable, Binyone Arayis, is on Yontif. That's what used to fast Tainus Bahab after Yontif, Tosfos says. But again, these are things that we've spoken about in the past. The Inkam Mekoyim Laharech, but we mentioned this Pasuk, 9 drushes, I didn't count, but a lot of drushes, of Shoiftim, I think it's 7. V'Shoiftim, Tita, 8. V'Tita Lecha, if you count Rav Shum Ben Gamliel, Shoiftim, V'Shoiftim, Tita Lecha, V'Chol Sharecha, it's an interesting Baal HaTurim. Either way, a little bit more Gemara. So here any dachas, what the echid gefodr the best and I got my head when I'm rapchi by each other, I share the microphone with the boss. For it says, so it's Isha who, oh yes, so Isha he, a man or a woman that worshipped Avodah Zarah, so they had to be taken out. Where? L'sharecha, to their local bezdin. Ish v'isha atamaitza l'sharecha, it's only an individual, a man or a woman, that were prosecuted, dine nefashis, by their local bezdin. But if an entire city worships Avodah Zarah, then you couldn't go to Sharecha, then you had to go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Ein oisin ir anidachas b'safar. Ir anidachas can never be made by a safar. What's a safar? If it's like a port city, if it's at a boundary next to where the Umay Yisraelim live, you couldn't take out a city like that. My time of mikirbecha, I'm going to blame a safar, because I had to be mikirbecha from within your midst. Then the Mishnah, B'derech Agav, talking about Ir HaNidachas. Again, Ir HaNidachas is a city where the majority of the members of the city were Oved Avodah Zarah. So we'll talk about that another day. But says the Gemara that you couldn't have 3 Ir HaNidachas. That's what the Mishnah said. You can't have 3 Ir HaNidachas. The Chsiv, how do I know that? Because the Pasuk said, Achas. It says 1 Ir HaNidachas. And we learn from there that you can't have more than one. Ki sishma ba'achas orecha, asher Hashem alekecha, noisein lecha, l'sheveh sham lemer. If you're going to hear in one of your cities, one, it's mashma one, you can't have 3. Says the Gemara, listen to this drasha. Achas. There could be 1 Ir HaNidachas. Aval oisen oisoy, achas oishtayim. Even though it says achas, really you can have 2 also. Dichsiv orecha. Because the same pasuk that says, Achas says Orecha. Ki sishma be'achas Orecha. So Achas implies 1. Orecha implies 2. Tanu Rabbanon, clarify this a little bit. Achas v'loy shalvish. Right? It's not usually the way this works. 1, but not 3. Atoimer. Achas v'loy shalvish. 1, not 3. We have our in-house accountant here. Oy, eino yelo. Achas v'loy shtayim. Or maybe it means 1 and not 2, which is what you were thinking. I mean, right? If the Torah says 1, what do you think it's coming to exclude? 3? Oh, if it says 1, it's back in the envelope arithmetic. L'chura, it's coming to exclude 2. But the Gemara says, no, because Kishu Oimer, Orecha, when it says Arecha, Arish, Tayim Omer. It says Arecha. Arecha is a Lashon Rabbim. So I know there could be 2 Ir HaNidachases. Hama, Ani, Mekayim, Achas. Achas, Veloish, Shaloish. So even though it says Achas, it's not coming to exclude 2, because it says Arecha. What it's coming to exclude is 3. Thus, from here we know that there cannot be 3 Ir HaNidachases. So what does it mean there can't be 3 HaNidachases? Ever? ever in history. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, "Bebezden echad hu dein oisin habeshtayim b'shloisha dinim oisin." What we mean when you say you can't have three, and it means one bezdin can't enforce three anid achases. One bezdin already have a third anid achas, that's not possible. But if you have multiple batei dinim, then there's not an issue. Habishnayim v'shloisha batei dinim oisin. V'zimdin amar Rav, but Rav sometimes used to say it differently. Afilu b'shnayim v'shloisha batei dinim lo'oylam ein oisin. That no. Meaning Rav himself seemed to have been unsure. Rav sometimes used to say that when the Mishnah said you can't have three anid achases, it means one bezdin can't have three anid achases. And sometimes Rav used to say that no, even three batei dinim can't make three ir anidachas. Says, well, oylam ein nois, my time of the Rav, what would be pshat in the latter halach of Rav? The reason is mishum karcha, because if you're going to knock out too many cities, you're going to end up having a lot of bald spots. That's literally what a karcha means in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Torah said that after ir anidachas was wiped out, you were not allowed to reestablish that city. It had to remain charuv forever. So being that lo'olam was going to have to be charuv, you're going to have three cities that lo'olam, you're not going to be able to repopulate, that's not good. When we say you can't have three anidachas, is a different qualification to the halacha. It means in one region, Rashi says, mokam echad could go in Begalil, I be Yehuda, meaning in one part of Eretz Yisrael. But if it's in two or three places, there's no wish of Yechon. Rabbi Yechonin said, "Ein oisin." No, you can't have even in two or three places. Why? For the same reason that Rav sometimes used to say, you can in history not have had more than two irani dachas mishum karcha, because you can never reestablish. It's not one region. It doesn't matter where. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yechonin. A riot to Rabbi Yechonin that it's not only in one place that you can't have three, but in all of Eretz Yisrael you can't have three. Brisa says, "Ein oisin shalosh ayoros menudachos be'eretz Yisrael." You can't have three ir anidachas in Eretz Yisrael. Aval oisin oisim shtayim, but you could have two. An example gives the Brisa: you go in achas biYehuda, v'achas biGalil, such as one in Yehuda and one in Galil. Aval shtayim biYehuda, v'shtayim biGalil ein oisin. But two in one region you can't have. So what do you see from here? You can't even have two in one region. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says you can't have three? Not in one region. Because in one region you can't even have two. What it means is that whereas two you could have in different regions, like the Braisa says, Achas Biyuda, Achas Begalil, three you can have, even if it's in three different regions. Additionally, Ein Oisin, V'smucha L'Sfar, I feel like if it's next to a Sfar, you can't have even one, like the Mishnah said. My time, but what's the reason? Shema Yishmu Nachrim, because the Goyim are going to hear, you're exposing yourself to the Nachrim, V'yachrivu as Eretz Yisrael. Frank the Gemara, why do I need a reason why you can't make it by a svar? Earlier the Gemara brought a pasuk. It says mikir becha, from your midst. So if it's at the border, if it's a border city, then it's not mikir becha. So why do I need a svara if I anyways have a drasha? Sok the Gemara, Rav Shimon needed darish time in the krah. Going according to Rav Shimon, who's darish time in the krah, who by the way is going to be featured prominently in the daf next week. The sugis of darish time in the krah come up. Either way,